Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good to have you with us. In case you missed it, in the first hour, we covered the just horrendous Eagles-Chargers game that we were all subject to and forced to watch last night that went deep into overtime and deep into the night. As well, the Phillip Rivers signing to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts and how the Indianapolis Colts have just butchered their roster and their quarterback position and how dumb NFL teams are. On top of that, we also brought up and mentioned that the Commanders have very little to hang their hat on, very little that they can count on, very little that they can be super optimistic about entering 2026. And that includes the quarterback. Because the quarterback can't stay on the field, and he's regressed. So now he's got two knocks against him. You can still hope. You can't feel good about it. You can't. It's impossible. If you're being realistic, you can't. On top of that, at the end of last hour, AMAC brought up a pressing question that he's just been aching, just dying to ask. I mean, he's been blowing up my text. Every time I see him, he's like, Rooster, you got to answer this question. You got to answer this question. I said apparently last week that the Giants were a bigger clown show or the biggest clown show in the NFL, right? That was after the Monday night loss. You got Abdul Carter constantly missing meetings, being benched for a second time in 3 weeks. You got Jackson Dart taking massive shots. After everybody but Santa Claus has told him not to take massive shots, you got the head coach was fired. You got the defensive coordinator was fired. You got a general manager who gives away every great player that he's had. You got injuries up the wazoo. You got failed draft picks, so on and so forth. So AMAC was just waiting in the weeds. He was just like a mobster in Northern Jersey. Just waiting in the weeds to pounce. And pounce he did. On Sunday afternoon, fires off a text. Hey, Rooster, who's the biggest clown show in the NFL now?
I did not send no, I sent no text of this sort.
I think so.
Why are you such a liar?
I think you did.
I'm 100% sure I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did. Anyway, I think you did. You've been aching for me to answer this question, though. You want to know what I think about who the bigger clown show is between the Giants and the Commanders, right? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
That is what you brought up at the end of last hour, right?
That's
whether you texted me or not. I believe you texted me.
I didn't.
About this. Pretty sure you did.
100% no.
Okay. But you want to know the answer to that question, right?
I would like to know it, yes.
Okay. Here's my answer. The Giants clearly are.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Surprise.
Even though the Giants might wax the Commanders this Sunday, the Giants general manager has done a horrible job. They don't have a head coach. They don't have a defensive coordinator. Their star player on offense is injured and severely injured.
Wait, how does that create a clown show? And we can debate about horrible job from Jones Shane. He's made a couple bad moves. And they are very bad moves. There are great draft picks on this team as well. He fixed the offensive line for the first time in a while.
He did?
Yeah. The offensive line is doing one of the top 10 in terms of quarterback pressure is offensive line in the league.
I mean, they're better.
Yeah.
I don't know if he fixed it.
Yeah, it's definitely better. Beginning of the year, it was tough to look at.
Okay.
Since we put in Jackson Dart, yeah, the offensive line has been much better.
Well,
Andrew Thomas coming back has been much better.
Listen, it helps to have a mobile quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson's not mobile.
Yeah. Also got Brian Burns. We can argue. I think Joe Shane gets a lot of flack for the Saquon Barkley trade and then letting a couple of pieces go.
Xavier McKinney.
Yeah. But again, if you're drafting well, that was a draft pick from the New York Giants. If you're drafting well, you're going to have to let people go.
Yeah. How did the Evan Neal pick work out?
Everybody has bad draft picks, Rooster. How's Johnny Newton doing? How's everybody except for Jaden?
Well, I mean, Johnny Newton, I mean, at least I could defend my guy Adam Peters by saying Johnny Newton was 36 overall. I mean, Evan Neal was number 7 overall.
How's everyone except for Jaden Daniels doing?
It's a fair question.
When I say
clown show,
uh-huh,
I mean there's a lot of just extra stuff, right? The Commanders Redskins football team used to major in clown show.
Mm-hmm.
Under Dan Snyder, under Ron Rivera, there was just a lot of controversy. There was a lot of weird stuff. There was a lot of mistakes. There was a lot of bad football. The Giants have been competitive this year in most of their games. They've had leads on the road in Denver, Detroit in the fourth quarter, as we know, almost won those games. They also, went down to New Orleans and lost a game, right, to New Orleans, and New Orleans was bad at the time, right?
Yeah.
They're not good, but they've been competitive in some games. They weren't very good the last time we saw them on Monday night against the Patriots, right?
Yeah, a really good team.
Sure, but I guess my point being is it's not just to be bad, it's to have a lot of controversy and a lot of zooey-type feeling
around the organization. We fired our coach, and Abdul has been late to a couple of meetings. I don't know if that considers...
And Jackson Dart can't stop getting hit and thinking it's okay.
Excuse me?
Despite everyone but Santa Claus telling him not to get hit and to take kill shots.
He's a competitive quarterback.
I want him to be a quarterback on the field!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How many times has Jaden Daniels, everything that you're saying about my team.
I want him to be on the field too.
Exactly. Everything you're saying about my team, you can hold a mirror and say about your supposed team.
No.
Jaden Daniels continues.
You can't tell me that the Commanders are as much of a circus zoo act as the Giants are.
I can't tell me that.
Cowboy B, you're looking you lost 30 to 0
to the Vikings.
Yes.
You got dominated by your division rivals in the Cowboys.
Yes.
You guys won 12 games last year, and you're not even sniffing four. How can you sit here and tell me that
Because we just won 12 games last year and went to the NFC Championship. I mean, are we only looking at a recent snapshot, or are we looking at big picture?
I'm saying
the Giants have been terrible for 10 years.
Exactly. That, like, of course we're going to fire our coach. Of course our GM is going to be under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you look at it this year compared to last year, this team is clearly more talented.
Uh-huh.
This team clearly has a lot of young talent, a lot of young promise. When you look at your roster, everybody's saying this roster outside of Jaden Daniels sucks. That's not even me being a Giants fan. That's your fan base.
All right.
Your supposed fan base coming in and saying that.
Before we get to the calls, Cowboy B, as an independent observer, as a somewhat neutral observer, you're a Cowboys fan. That's why we call you Cowboy B, or at least you were as of Thursday night before you broke your leg jumping off the bandwagon, which caused you to miss work on Friday. Who do you think, which organization is the bigger clown show right now? However you define clown show, the Washington Commanders or the New York Giants? Be honest. Nobody's going to hold you to anything. Nobody is going to be mad. Nobody is going to make fun of you. Nobody is going to say anything bad about your opinion. I'm asking for your honest, visceral opinion.
Ooh, this is I'll say the Giants.
Ooh. Bigger clown show or the less of a clown show?
The bigger clown show.
Ah.
Because.
See?
At least the Commanders, they have a plan in place. They have a course of it. They have a GM. They have new ownership. Things are starting to look, even though it's a down year, things, you can argue that things are looking up for them. But on the other hand.
Are you talking about for the Giants or are you talking about for the Commanders?
The Commanders.
Okay.
But the Giants, on the other hand, it's kind of like, Jackson Dart is cool, but he might have CTE by the time he's 27.
Jeez.
Cam Scatterboo.
I mean, you think I'm mean?
I mean, I don't. I guess my thing is clown show is where I kind of like. I think I would prefer to be in the Giant. I'm gonna say that I would prefer to be in the Giant situation than the Commander situation, just because of our young talent and the probability of getting a new coach and getting someone in here to lead this team. I think that there's a lot blown out of proportion about our situation based off of the normal course of a bad football team.
Cowboy B, he makes some reasonable points.
Yes,
he does.
Yeah.
However, the point that you were making was, I mean, the only thing that I think you kind of left on the cutting room floor is that the Giants have been much more competitive this year, by and large, than the Commanders, right? So how much does that count? Like, in terms of the evaluation, the Giants lose, and they lose a lot. They were the first team eliminated from the playoffs. But they lose close games. They have leads in the fourth quarter on the road against Detroit and Denver and more. Yet they lose. The Commanders have been blown out 5 games by 20 or more points. But the Commanders aren't going to be looking for a new head coach. They're not going to be looking for a new general manager. They're not going to be looking, well, all right, they're going to be looking for a new defensive coordinator. Their star player doesn't have a torn ACL and a giant unknown, right?
Correct.
So that's why the Giants are a bigger clown show than the Commanders. And it has nothing to do with your fan allegiance because you're a Cowboy. Again, you were a Cowboy fan until Thursday night when you broke your leg jumping off the bandwagon, which caused you to miss work on Friday. Right?
I actually did work Friday.
You did?
Yeah.
It's funny. I tried to call you to talk about the Cowboys' loss, and you weren't here.
Well, I still worked. I just wasn't here working.
Oh. Okay. Well, because I didn't see you, and I didn't hear you, how was I supposed to know that? I count that as a missing person.
AMAC should have told you.
I asked. He said, no, you were off.
Don't.
He said you didn't show up.
We're going away from the fact that, you know, it's two against one. Everybody thinks the Giants are a bigger clown show, apparently.
But you don't think that.
No. No.
So let's open it up to the audience. Right now on a Tuesday, who's the bigger clown show? The Commanders or the Giants? And how do you define that? What do you... I kind of define it by the amount of massive questions and massive chaos that the Giants are in right now, that the Commanders, maybe you want them to be in that again, but they ain't going to be in that. A fairly smart guy pointed out, Dan Quinn's got a 5-year contract. There ain't no way Josh Harris paying 3 years of a contract for him to sit on the sidelines or to offset it with a defensive coordinator job and wherever. I mean, that's a fair point. All right, let's get out to you on the phones. Let's get to our guy Ross in Tampa to start things off here. A little bit past 14 minutes after the hour and hour number two, our first call of the day. Hello, Ross. How are you, pal?
What's going on, Russ? How's it going with you, man?
Ross, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Well, shoot, let me jump in on this real quick. So, you know, the last time the New York Giants been to a conference championship game, I was a young, healthy 20-year-old. Wasn't very happy that they were the representatives of the first Super Bowl that was held in my city of Indianapolis. And in the past 10 years, the Giants will be looking for their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 head coach. We're talking Coughlin, McAdoo, Shermer. Who remembers that guy? Judge and Dable. And I think we're in a pretty better situation because at least with us, you know, Russ, we brought in all these aging veterans who came from championship cultures and championship teams, the set of culture. Based off what I've seen on Hard Knocks, I think that culture's set. You know, so now, and I was telling AMAC on the air, like, listen, we must run or lose out, get that number one pick. You can start talking about Adam Peters losing his job if you just stand pat and take. I don't care how sexy that player is. You got to get back as much capital as you can. But I'll let you follow up on that, Russ. And I got a bone to pick with you.
And okay.
They're not really a bone to pick. Oh, we can do it. Okay. So I knew you were a Raiders fan. I knew you were a Raiders fan after we beat them in week 3 and then you started the show. Oh, man, you went off about that schedule. Oh, I thought that was a heel turn. I'm like, yo, Russ, we won the game. You're talking about the Raiders schedule. Now, it was bad. It was bad because you had that Monday night football game.
But wait, you thought I was a Raiders fan because of that?
I mean, we just won the game without Jaden Daniels. Kind of the mood was shifting a little high. Then you come in, you like, oh, the Raiders got screwed. You guys are, you know, are kowtowing to the NFL. They're taking your money. I'm like, whoa. I was kind of thrown off a little bit. I felt like I was getting lectured. Like I caught speaking girls in the house. I was like, okay, he's upset about that schedule. But now it all makes sense. Okay. But they weren't an NFL team when your son was born, right? I doubt it. He sounds grown.
No. But they now play in Las Vegas, which is his hometown. So he, of course, roots for the Raiders. Plus,
okay.
I think he.
You know,
plus,
that,
I think he also.
Girlfriend.
I think he also secretly likes just calling them the Raiders.
I'll do that too. Shoot, everybody's got their side piece, you know. But no, what I hold my head on with the Commanders, answer your actual question. Shoot, by the time 2026 rolls around, we all gonna know what that palace is gonna look like over there by the river.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so zeroed in on that. You know, I was telling my buddy, he's not too much younger than you, Russ. I was like, yo, HKS, they partnered up with the Commanders. He didn't know who they were, and I was letting him know the stadiums that they built before, you know, and then that's what I was looking forward to. I got full trust and confidence in the regime right now, head coach and GM. It's like, We went to the national championship. We went to the conference championship with who we had, a rookie quarterback and a group of misfits and some aging veterans. It's like, why not run it back? And, you know, just add a little bit more talent. But we got injured and there was no way we could. So I just feel like we need to go ahead and do what we set on doing and just drafting and developing. Let's not sit on all this salary cap money worrying about a future contract that might not even be, who knows, man. They might mess around and who knows, but use the salary cap money that you got. Stop with all these one-year deals. That's what I'm holding my head on.
I think that's more than fair, and I think they are going to have to get more aggressive and maybe also add maybe some wild child, you know, or some guys that maybe aren't exact perfect choir boy fits into the brotherhood and all that stuff. Maybe people need a little controversy. Maybe people need a little badassery. You know, maybe people need a little piss and vinegar. You know, that kind of thing. You know, perhaps. I appreciate you as always, Ross. Thank you. Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, man. You too, buddy.
Take care. Let's get to. We got to get to a break. That's what we got to get to. Sorry, I forgot. Hang on. We'll get to AA. We'll get to Jason. We'll get to Lap. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. What do you have to hang your hat on moving into 2026 for the Commanders in a lost, miserable season? Number one. And number two, who's the bigger clown show? However you define that right now, the Giants or the Commanders as they meet up. And boy, can I not wait for that one. I mean, you want to talk about drama. High stakes drama, boys and girls. Sunday afternoon at MetLife. Woo! Boy, can't wait.
Battle for last place.
Yeah. The battle for the number three seed or the number three pick. Woo! Man, doesn't get any bigger and better than this, boys and girls. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.